investigation, an adventure, and seeking the truth. Previously on Luke, Hosea shares an account about Jesus. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven.
You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased.
Luke gets to hear about Jesus' family from a young relative.
Jesus, when he began his ministry, was 30 years of age. Being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli.
And now today, Luke's adventure continues with a warning.
Wait up, Luke. Are you on the way out of town?
Actually, I was going to ask around in the synagogues to learn more about Jesus' teaching.
Oh, no. I'm glad I caught up with you then. You won't want to do that. All you'll find there is trouble.
What do you mean? Wouldn't the religious leaders know something about him?
I can tell you aren't from these parts. Talking to the religious leaders will only bring trouble on yourself and a lot of others as well.
I don't think I understand, Hosea.
Wait, whoa. That right there is what I mean. I'll get to the point. You know that almost nobody knows my real name. When you ask about me in public, everyone knows me as Tiberius the Fisher. Come with me. Step over here. We can talk in quiet. Word on the street has it that the religious elite are on the hunt to find this new believer in town, Hosea. They want to call him in to put a stop to the possibility that he's stirring up crowds.
Is there really so much pressure on believers of the way around here? I thought that since Jesus was from Galilee, he would have plenty of support from the religious leaders.
It is that bad. If anything, they may have you followed, or worse, interrogated to see who you know and cause trouble for them.
You don't mean they would, well...
put someone to death? Not directly. That would require authority from the Romans.
Then what would the religious leaders do?
Don't think they wouldn't turn you in, or any others who are of the way. They may convince you to reveal what you know and bring you up on some sort of charge with the Romans.
And by convinced, you mean...
Let's just say they can be heavy-handed, and it's never beneath them to hand anyone over to the Romans.
I didn't mean to stir anything up. I know you told me before that you know plenty of stories about Jesus' ministry.
I certainly do. When I was a young fisher, I had to work on the lake, but I was a disciple of John back then.
Do you have time to let me know any more about Jesus then, Hosea?
Yes, that's part of why I wanted to find you, but can we meet later? Just do me the big favor of not mentioning my name until then, or ever in public.
All right, Tiberius. If anybody asks me, I never could find Hosea the Fisher.
That's it. Thank you. I've been known as Tiberius for such a long time that even my closest family and friends have forgotten my real birth name of Hosea.
I understand. Now tell me where we can meet later.
Luke, come in, brother.
Grace and peace, Tiberius!
I've already told my friend here about your investigation. He was one of the close followers of Jesus and has a story I think you'll want to record before I tell you mine.
Great. I'll get my writing equipment out and be ready in a moment. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread."
And Jesus answered him,
"It is written, man shall not live by bread alone."
And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him,
"To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours."
And Jesus answered him,
"It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve."
And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone."
And Jesus answered him,
"It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test."
And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Wait! Jesus was actually able to be tempted by Satan?
But he didn't give in, though, did he?
But he was led to the wilderness by the Holy Spirit.
Can't you see? It had to be done that way so that we would realize that Jesus was every bit of human as the rest of us.
How could he turn down food after fasting for so long? I know I couldn't do it.
I know what you mean, brother. But being our Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he turned down all worldly wealth and power.
He always lived without a home of his own, didn't he?
That's right. The heavens, the earth, and all they contain is his, as his home. Write this down. It was right after Jesus was in the wilderness. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding countries, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written,
"The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them,
"Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said,
"Is not this Joseph's son?"
And he said to them,
"Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'"
And he said,
"Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian.
When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away.
Open up. We know you're in there, Hosea the Fisher.
Presented by the Protectorate Players. Luke, Nathan Caldwell. Tiberius the Fisher, Keith Elstein. Satan, John Grayson. Jesus, J.D. Sutter. Music is used by permission of Forgotten Sound, Middle East. A presentation of Protectors of the Buck and HPN. Life-Truth.com.